Warning. This show features explicit adult content. Action, violence, and sexual situations. Listener discretion is advised. Yuki, Space Assassin. Episode 4, Exes and Foes. Log entry 0201. Kithiliax 11. Fuck job of a name for a planet that used to be a dandy. Yeah, used to be quite the place. Let me help you out here. Picture a jungle. Lush. Green. Teeming with more life forms than a Norvusian orgy. The prey lived their little prey lives, and the predators ruled over their territory. Crying shame, the Vortax stumbled in, terraformed every godforsaken inch, and turned it into a city spanning the whole globe. One big old metropolis. High society fingering the skies while everybody else slums at sea level. But don't let the skyscrapers, light cars, and advanced tech pull the wool over your eyes. They may have torched the flora and barbecued the fauna, but it's still every bit a jungle. And kiddies, I'm up for some fun and games tonight. Hey, Garjo.
Yuki, you're less than 2 hours from the deadline to forfeit one of your high-profile bounties.
Thanks for the confidence.
I will not do it. I will not let you get to me this time.
You know, we should make this a video call.
Fuck you! You! Soothing thoughts.
Calm your gills, Big G. I've got both targets in the bag.
I love you, baby, but my ass is on the line here. If either of your targets aren't dead by the end of the week, I will personally shred your guild membership with my own fins. You hear me?
Hey, Garjo, I can't hear a word you're saying. What'd you say?
You're killing me, woman!
And there he is. A few minutes behind his schedule, sure, but you work with what the verse spits your way. Vargo Goldhand, the highbinder of one of the biggest syndicates here on Kithiliax, and by extension, the whole system, as per usual. See, half of what's for sale here isn't found on the shelves of the corner bodega. You gotta look a little harder. Go underground. That's where you find the dope peddlers, the slave lords, the hot ships. It's all got a price, and a sizable cut of that sale is destined for the pockets of Mr. Goldhand. He's a hefty son of a bitch in a hell of a sharp suit. Skin as red as pomegranates. Jagged horns and dark green eyes. Admittedly, ain't hard on my eyes either. Let's pay more attention to the four assassin androids he's got gaggling around him. Those rust buckets are a real pain in the ass, even for a dame like me. Rumors say they can ID an intruder before they even...
Excuse me, ma'am. We need to ask you to come with us.
Finish their goddamn inner monologue.
This is not a request.
Okay.
Move.
Yeah, okay. So I might have bitten off more than I could chew. But luckily for me, I can take a mouthful.
Assassin Yuki, sit down, have a drink, enjoy the private show. She's one of my new ones. Gon, Tassia, I think's her name, escaped a life of slavery for this.
Huh. She's a real nice piece of ass.
My android sent me the data on you the moment you stepped into my humble club, the famous Yuki.
Oh, me? You a fan?
More than I care to admit. Though, of course, you did step into my club unannounced and hid your weapon from my guards, so tell me. Who sent you to kill me? Was it Zaltoni?
No, babe. I want to work for you.
Is that so? I'm insulted that you would think that I...
I'll wait.
Yes?
We searched her vehicle as you requested.
Careful, it's a rental.
Did you find anything?
Yes, sir. There's a life reading in the trunk, but the lock is encrypted.
Try the passcode Whiskey Echo Alpha Kilo 4 Uniform.
It ID'd the subject as Gorcho Derrance.
Impossible.
It wasn't easy finding him. Just a little gift. You know, in case getting on all fours and kissing the ring wasn't enough. Look, between you and me, I'm tired of flitting around from star to star for some nameless, faceless clientele for reasons I'll never know or give a damn about. I'm finished with the fucking guild. Money's good, but I want security. Consistent work. And maybe a boss I can display total and complete loyalty to in ways that are frowned upon in a professional working relationship.
With a gift like this and lips like those, you can get on all fours and kiss whatever you want, baby.
Sure thing, Daddy. But only if I do it in style. Excuse me, babe. Don't mind me kicking you off, sweetie. But I need to borrow the stage for a sec. So I began with a casual little strut around the pole. I was still in my killing rags, so every inch was wrapped in tight leather. My fingers curled around the metal shaft, and just in case the metaphor here wasn't vivid enough for old Red, I gave the boy a smile, then spun around the pole in all the easy light. Then I lifted my feet, hugging that pole so tightly as I landed at the bottom. I know what you're thinking. Show just ain't a show without some skin. What's the use of simulating hot, rhythmic sex with a cool steel rod when you're all dressed up in black leather? Right? Yeah, we think the same, kid, you and I. Which is why I took hold of my zipper as I bent my knees, humping that pole like it was last week's lover. So I pulled it down, then right back up again. Let him wonder, will I give him a good look at my tits or won't I? In case you haven't reckoned yet, I might be a little bit of an exhibitionist. And for a lady as naturally horizontal as I can be, burning leather like this just comes with the territory. And if you don't like it, then you're better off listening to Girl in Space, kiddies. I brought the zipper down to my belly, flashing Vargo a million-watt smile, because that's what you do in situations like this. Freeing my arms from the leather sleeves, I left the suit hanging from my shoulders. And then, like a snake shedding her skin, I lifted myself up the pole as naked as the day I was born.
Oh.
From there on out, it was no holds barred. I lifted a leg around the shaft, shaking my ass left to right for him as I did. And that's when my little strut became a shameless sex show as I left my curves and physics to take over the rest. With a final spin, I locked eyes on him, my gaze obscured by a few locks of blue hair as I rise, moseying off the stage and over to his seat. I pressed my palm to his forehead, and I stretched like a pussycat over that swell suit.
And your assassins won't do this for you.
I know. Okay, we just met, but... if you could get a load of this guy, baby, you'd understand. Sometimes a girl can't help herself, and frankly, why the fuck should I? I ripped that belt off, pulled down those finely pressed pants, and gave his fat red cock a thirsty lick. Then I climbed on top of his lap and slipped him right inside me. My pussy was tight as I fell on his thick shaft with all the force I could muster.
That's right.
Oh, you like that, huh?
I go all the way with this guy. Look, I've got years of experience, and while he's got dancers and e-girls and chippies and hookers and pro skirts and fucking swells from all over the big wide verse, Vargo has never had me in his car. Right? Like this. And once I do...
Come on, Daddy, you can fuck me harder.
He's mine.
That good for you, Daddy?
Yeah. Now... you work for me.
Sounds good, Daddy. And what a daddy he was. Vargo was a powerful crime boss. Sure, he was kind of lacking in the ethics department and a bit more controlling than my tastes usually prefer, but, sweetheart, when you know what you like, when you're comfortable in your own skin... giving up a modicum of control, it's no big deal. So, in between hunting bounties for him, I hang on his shoulder, laugh at his stupid jokes, and act like the perfect frail to flaunt alongside the rest of his trophies.
You want a piece of my territory? You can have the pavement you land on. Jarek pushed him out the fucking window.
Another beer, hon? Will do.
That's how you know you got a bad bitch.
Vargo, we got word back from Zaltoni. He's now open to a meeting to resolve things.
You serious? Every time I've offered, he is set to kiss his ass. What do you think my answer is?
Aw, please, hon. Play nice with the other boys. They're just jealous of what you've got. Come on. I know you're dying to pull your dick out in front of these posers. Show them who's the big boss, Daddy.
Fuck it! Tell him I agree, but it's gotta be in neutral territory.
Thanks, Daddy. There are rules in the jungle. You know that. I know that. Everybody fucking knows that. Predators, for example, know where their turf starts and stops. The biggest, baddest meat-eaters mark their territory. And everybody else is allowed to exist so long as the top dogs eat first.
Zeltoni's on his way. He's got an escort of his best.
Where the fuck is Yuki?
She's, I don't know, sir.
She's always doing this shit. God damn it! Haven't gotten this worked up over a bitch since before I made my bones. Where the fuck does she go all the time?
We've got eyes on the street. Zeltoni's arrived, and he's got...
He's got what? What's he got? What has he got?
But get between the tiger and a tasty snack, and you're gonna have a fight on your hands.
Last time I was here, there was a black market menu. I had a Rodarian rat on me once to the fence. And after we took him out, we brought his organs in a bag. And I asked the chef to roast it up.
No way! Oh, Daddy, you are so ballsy.
Daddy? You?
Or, to put it another way, a turf war.
Whoa, what's going on?
What are you doing with him, baby?
You know this guy?
Know him?
Yeah, she knows me.
Well, she don't want you anymore.
Bullshit! She was in my club this morning sucking my cock.
You said you were getting a facial.
Well...
You mean to tell me this whole time you were in with him?
Not the whole time, but... You see... Sorry, Daddy. He's just got more money.
What?
Now that's what I'm talking about.
But his cock is bigger.
Fuck! I'll kill you!
I'll kill you, fuck!
Light him up!
Wait! Who's paying the... Shit.
Hey, Dancer, dial Garjo.
Affirmative.
Yuki! I don't believe it.
See? Told you I'd get him both.
But how? Once you kill one boss, the other hunkers down. The rule...
Not if you deal with them both at once. I went by another rule. Now, we had a deal.
I'll forward the reward credits to your account.
It's been lovely doing business.
Oh, and Yuki, there's one other thing.
Yeah.
About last month and, that night we had. I wanted to ask you about that and, would you be up for another?
I'm sorry, Garjo. You're all breaking up. I can't hear you again. Dancer, cut him off.
Yuki, I...
Dancer, go into autopilot. This slut needs a bath.
Health to the yes, Yuki.
Yuki, Space Assassin, was created by Sadistic Dreamer, starring Kit Nevada. Follow us on Patreon for more goodies. Sign up for the $2 tier, and you'll get exclusive content, such as original writing by Sadistic Dreamer and bonus episodes. $6 will get you 1 week early access on all content, exclusive and otherwise. Go to patreon.com/sadisticdreamer. And remember to follow us on Twitter at Yuki Space Ass. Yes, Yuki Space Ass. We hope you've enjoyed the ride, kitties. Sweet dreams.